by an Australian genius. In our childhood, there are not so many problems. Now India is facing so many problems on account of increasing expenses.
Not simply because of increased population.
There's no question of increased population. This is, I say always, this is foolish.
Absolutely.
Yes. When you say increase of population, it is a proposal of foolish person.
Someone who's foolish.
No, anyway, there is just like the bars of the dead are saying increase the population.
Yes.
You find one whole in the room. Millions of hands will come up. So who is giving their food? There are millions of elephants in the forest. Who is giving their food? There are millions of trees. There are 8,400,000 trees of life. Out of that, 8 million species are other than humans. And 400,000 species, human beings, out of that, civilized persons are very few. And now all the problems are in the civilized, so-called civilized.
And that's because you would say that we have the role.
No, we are believers in God. So we know God is the original power. He is supplying maintenance for everyone. So there is no question of increasing population. If there is increase of population, God has enough resources to do that. It's not the question of increasing population. It is the question of demonic civilization.
Well, I was saying that you can't see that.
Yes,
like that.
Yes. And then that demonic civilization is creating God.
Because the demon
God will increase the population. Is that the problem? So now, what I have said is that in America, in Africa, in Australia, there is so much circumcision that the general population of the world is reaching to 10 times, it's still there is enough food.
And you think that there must food?
There is enough finance and life, but for provision. But we have made artificial division. This is America. The Americans, they went from Europe. They immediately occupy that place. Now they won't allow anyone to come here. Similarly, the Australians, they won't allow to come here. New Zealand, Africa. Why? Our philosophy, everything belongs to God. And we are all sons of God. Everyone has got the right to live at the cost of God.
The values of Western civilization have made that.
Western civilization is created artificially. This is Africa, this is America, this is Europe.
Therefore, that's made living as the children of God impossible.
Yes. Because the one son of God is not allowing the other son to come. And that we have not the right to service. Just like your father has got 10 sons. So all the 10 sons have got the right to use the property of the father. That is law. Similarly, all the living beings, not only human beings, but animals, birds, beasts, everyone, this is called spiritual. Of transcendental communion. According to Vedic civilization, a householder has to see that even a lizard in the room is not passing to see whether he can go to school. Then there is a snake in the house. The householder is to see whether the snake has gone to school. A householder should stand on the street and before taking his food, he will go loudly. If anyone is hungry, please come. Still I have got my food. And if there is no response, then he gets it.
That's a very difficult question for many people.
Animal civilization is that one dog as soon as his other dog is coming, Why?
Because
a human being wouldn't want his enemy if he comes to your home, if you see him as so friendly that you forget that he is your enemy.
That is very much very difficult for you to
love the good guy because this civilization is human. Just like India. India was a very good one. But the result was they occupy. That's when you need to see. They are welcome, Lord Clive. But welcome. But he insists to occupy. And he says he is worship here. Because what he said is, he let him into illegally enter India and make property. That is his case.
Yes.
And he was. Father is wealth, and father's property is worthy to be distributed. But now, one telling son is simply introducing how to occupy the whole state for me. Yes. That is going on. All over the world.
How do you stop that?
By this about
it. How does it stop?
As soon as you are educated, that God is one, Father is one, we are all sons. Then the whole solution is there.
Because there's no need for any one person. Because there's no need for only one person to have any more than anybody else.
No, God has given everything.
Yes.
God has given everything. But he's one party. But becoming humanitarian powerful. He occupies everything. God has never.
Yes. But the difficulty is, and that's a very optimistic view of human nature.
That is civilization.
But no,
that is not optimism. That is common civilization.
Some people might say, who weren't convinced.
Some people might say, human. We are creating human. By your education, we are creating human. That human has been frustrated, they are not becoming human. Yes, that is the point. Because everyone wants to enjoy. So, as soon as he cannot enjoy, there is some reaction. Reject. Protest, reject. So, before this protestant, rejection, and reaction, if the leaders of the society become foolhardy, that actually God is provider of everything. Everyone is son of God. So everything property of God must be violated. This is the leader's only thing. Then everything is yours. There's no question of increase of property. In America, there is so excessive force of this poor. The poor. And they, for this, don't produce more. What? It is more. This is more.
Yes.
That is it.
Yes. I know you define that exactly. I'm trying to suggest that some societies, and indeed some individual personalities, are avaricious by seemingly by nature.
One is called Satagun, one is called Rajagun, another is called Tamagun. Goodness. Rajagun is passion, and Tamagun is that. So at the present moment, these two gunas, qualities, darkness and passion, is this Asiru. Goodness gone. And the darkness and passion, the symptoms are greediness and lust. People are being educated to become greedy and lust. Yes, but nobody is being educated to become good. And that works. So what is the use of this actual university? If you are producing greedy and lusty people, then what is the use of education? Vidya dadati namrata. Education means everyone should be gentleman. Yes. That is education. And if you produce lusty and greedy people, there is no, this is animalism.
Yes.
Animals are lusty and greedy. Yes. This is a popular God.
Predominant Western civilization.
Yeah, predominant religion. What is your citizen by God?
Yes, of course.
What is religion? There was Roman Empire, there was Mongol Empire, there was Tartarian Empire, there was the Egyptian Empire, and Greek and so on. They say, come and go. And there is a song, time of song. What is the Quran and the Mori Mori Jao? There are so many Brahmas come also and they die. So, this kind of infidel culture, they will come and stay for 100 months, create some problems. There are Hitler, there are Napoleon, there are this and that. So they will come and go. They will come and go. And disturbance and go.
Yes,
nobody will stay.
But they don't seem to be improving. When they do come and go, society doesn't seem to improve on the way.
If you remain human, then there is no question of improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You must be prepared to become, there are two classes. One is called God or demigod, another is called human. If you continue as one civilization, there is no question of happiness. That Hitler will come and he will come, that he will fight for some time, he will come to the time, and another Hitler will come, another will come, another will come.
They will always be
unhappy in harmony. Our philosophy is, you cannot be happy and prosperous in this humanity.
What about the Western religions like Christianity? That's been with us now for 2,000 years and doesn't seem to have helped people to become.
Then you come to understand. We even know to understand God. We need to get something. So, this Christian religion is teaching to understand God and to become obedient to God, then it is all like, if it is not teaching that, then it is just simply by standing on his chest, what is in it?
Well, nothing.
That is what. If it is standing on him, What did you say?
I've never been able to understand what the game was either.
Christian leader is good, provided the followers of the Christian leader actually fail. They are not failing. The people have to be there, standing. A Christian leader is good. Order is doubt and not true. But the Christians are very smart in this. So who is that person that you see? Nobody is Christian, nobody is Hindu, nobody is Muslim. Everyone is Jiva. Everyone is Jiva. That is how it is. There is no Christian, there is no Hindu, there is no Muslim. Yes. That is how it
is. Except people who accept the Christian consciousness.
Thank you. The pastor is not saying you. First of all, you are talking about the Christian religion. I say the Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion, they are many different religions. But what is the aim of religion? That is the aim of religion. The aim of religion is to know God. If you profess some religion, but if I ask you what is God, if you cannot explain, then what is the use of your given religion?
Probably none, but people like to have, or seem to like to have, a
religion. They don't like God. As soon as somebody speaks of God, they say they are crazy. No, actually there is no Christian, no Hindu, no Muslim, or demon.
How do you stop that?
Well, they become Jesus. If you are really Christian, that is all right. But you are not Christian. Because you are married, you order something, you are not Christian. That is how his life. And he says that you are torn for your sin, but you are not stopping your sin to live. And still you are claiming to be Christian. I'm asking people to become God conscious. But if you refuse to become God conscious, how can I help you?
But just to become God conscious, you think they have to become a devotee of Krishna consciousness?
No, you become devotee of God. If you don't accept Krishna, then you have got some idea of God or not.
You could accept the idea of God in another manner than you
are. Suppose we are giving Krishna, presenting Krishna as God, and we are giving God's name, address, place, and this. Yes, don't laugh. Serious, yes. If you refuse to accept Krishna as God, then you present your God, giving his address, name, and occupation. Can you give me?
No.
Then you get from me? Because why are you giving? If you do not know, then take it from me. And if you know, better than me, give it to me. You do not know, if you do not accept, then what is your thing? That you don't want to know God.
That's
when I say, do you know what is God, you say no.
No.
And how is it about, he says, why is it left there? It is your God.
Yes.
That is the other from God. But you know, you don't know what is God. So my God is having a difference.
Well, to accept that, again, it's a slight
digression. No, we have no idea, God. We cannot give name, address, or position or that. I don't.
Do you need to have a name, address, and an occupation today?
Huh?
Do you need to have a name, an address, and occupation today?
Yes.
Yes.
Just like you say to God, I ask you what you are, what is your name, what is your address, what is your occupation. This is the first incident. If I do not know your name as a habitat, then where is he who is a person?
So I would guess, it's a very interesting concept, because often in Western civilization, God is defined more as an idea than as a concept.
That is nonsense. God is that. God is a person like you and me. You can talk with him, you can see with him. That is what. That idea. Your problem is to stop. You're taking it in a chapter and arriving by his order. It is not an idea. It is that. That is God.
That's a difficult thing to think
about. Not a difficult thing. If you do not say anything, if you accept it, there's no difference. They are accepted, there's no difference. They are also belong to the same country. They are happy. And I'll think.
I'm not sure if I are.
And they'll give you all information of God.
Yes, I'm not suggesting that they're not
happy
more than your followers aren't convinced that you're right.
So, you
can
become
unsurprised, you can ask the God for what he says. The God says, I've got any help.
What
I'm suggesting is,
at least,
trying to,
he
said, for a large number of people.
Well, large number, pick up something good. You cannot accept many. Just like if you want to sell diamonds, you cannot address that the whole population of England will purchase. Well, it's putting up diamonds. The customer also must be very weak. So we are ready to understand God. It's not such an easy job. Always it's possible. But nice people can understand God.
And I like that to work. About their time to time.
But we are giving facility to everyone,
but it does require a certain price for them to pay as individuals.
No
price.
Simply
to become
sincere.
To sincerely try.
Yes. We just sincerely answer to no God. There's no reason. There's no reason. That's from the Ulla Mika. One must be very much answer. But I must know God. Then God is easy. There is no question of saying so much money. Our transaction in the system of success moment, there is no money to pay. I did not pay anything to that. Neither he, they are saying. It is a question of understanding.
Yes, I'm suggesting that you were saying already that only people who are kind or get or comfortable with kind is easy to start. There are obviously, as you were saying, lots of people who are not say kind or gentle,
but
presumably would find it more difficult.
No, they may not be gentle, but we are gentle. Please come to us alone. Yes. They may not be gentle.
Yes.
We can be gentle, provided we follow.
Yes. Is there one single
One simple single. God is the fact that he must be in there.
Yes.
And God is the Supreme
Being.
You can simply understand this. This is fact.
God is the provider.
God is the provider. God is in there. And God is the Supreme Being. Now we analyze Now, you cannot say that you are the proprietor of this land.
Somebody can say
that the land was there before your birth, and the land will remain there after your death. So, during your span of life, you are simply saying this is mine. But before your birth, if you are after your death, it belongs to somebody. The Supreme Proprietor. And because he is the Supreme Proprietor, he is the Supreme Enjoyer. And as he is the Supreme Friend in this world, that he is giving all necessities of life to everyone. Nobody can be better friend than God. So these three principles try to understand that God is the Proprietor, God is the Supreme Friend, and God is the Supreme Enjoyer. Then all problems come.
May I come in and ask you, for being in Radio 4, just to tell me in fact, what is the purpose of your visit to London?
To teach you these things, as just as talking with your friend, that God is Proprietor, God is friend of everyone, and God is the Supreme.
I understand, in fact, that you are a pure devotee. What does it mean?
Yes.
Can you tell me what it means?
Yes, devotee of Krishna, yes. Devotee of God.
But what is the extent of your fear?
What is it?
What do you mean by being pure? Does it mean that you have seen Krishna?
Yes. I'm seeing every moment. I mean, if you want to see, I can see.
See,
see. Yes. But now you can see me. You can see me. That you want to see immediately, I can see. You have to become student, that's it. Very good.
I will have to become a member of the Krishna movement.
Not only member, student member. There are many members. They say some money. But they are learning about my ideas.
Can you tell me what is Krishna consciousness?
Like Kraliwala, unless you did see Allah. If you want to see God, you have to become a student member. Are you prepared to learn?
Don't
talk of seeing God. God through is not so sweet. You talk of seeing God. You want to see God. Then you have begun a student how to see God.
Shall I see God by becoming a Christian? A Christian?
Yes. That I was a student. But if you are true Christian, you see God. At least two Christian lessons.
Have you got a particular mission for London?
A particular mission for the whole world, all London. London is included in the world.
What is that mission?
That mission to make you understand what is God.
What?
You cannot say what is God. If I ask you, can you say what is God?
I can't. Can you?
Yeah, you have to learn.
Can you say what
yeah.
is God?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's why you have to become student.
Tell me what is God.
That's the one you didn't do that. Otherwise, you won't be understood. I say, God is the Supreme Enjoyer. God is the Supreme Compassion. Then all this is God. Can you understand this? Can you refute this, that God is not the Supreme Compassion?
What sort of people do you want?
Now, why are you going now? The problem once you are going now.
Possibly, you wanted to convert people who were politicians and businessmen. Why?
Who cares? Why do you about this idea that I'm trying to convert politicians?
Well, I read it somewhere.
Where?
In a newspaper.
Where is the newspaper? This is not a fact. You're telling something, this is not a fact.
You want to convert everyone?
Yes. Anyway, because they're saying God. Why politicians have loose the government? Anyway. valid for anyone. Everyone who talks to human life is meant for understanding God. Life for which is meant for Jesus. Without knowing God, he cannot be happy. Whatever he knows.
Do you think if people had a deeper understanding of God?
Then it would be good.
A spiritual consciousness?
Yes, then it would be good.
Do you think it would solve the problem?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Which problem?
All problems. Whatever problem is there. Sometimes fighting and rivers, capture and everything.
The problems that exist in Ireland and in India?
Yes, everywhere. Simply, in position that to understand what is God. But our father is.
What about yourself? How long have you had this understanding and awareness of God?
How long have you had it?
And you are in fact the spiritual leader of this student. What does that mean?
Because I want to teach them how to pray. I want to learn to pray. And now I can teach them.
How long does it take?
It takes one for them.
Well, can we do it?
Yes. Yes, sir. Surrender to God, then we become God's son.
And what happens to me then?
Then you become happy. And the Bhagavad Gita says that God says that you surrender unto me, I'll give you protection for all sinful reactions. That is the statement of God. So if you surrender to Krishna or God, the God, so long as you have forgotten about me. Now I surrender unto you. You do whatever you like. Everything is right.
Thank you.
The truth represented is that everything belongs to God. God is the supreme thing. And God is the maintainer of it. And he is the supreme as well. In speech, they keep you on the track. There's a whole problem. Now, I say that God is in the right. Now, you refuse. So, we will not accept that God is not going to handle that. This is it. This is where we start. How will we come to that? God is the supreme in that. He is the proper that he should be in that.
But that here, the man, the provider, or the factory, so the prophet should come to me. Similarly, if God is the provider of everything,
then who cannot enjoy anything without the center of God? We therefore reach the pattern. We know that the fruit, flowers, or grain, or meat, whatever we are offering, Krishna. Krishna has given us. You cannot manufacture these things, like oranges in fact. You cannot manufacture lime or meat. And that God has given us. That is God's answer. Anything. Even those who are eating animals, they cannot manufacture animals in this life. That is what God sees. So in the Vedas it is said, Eko Bhavanam Buddhadhati Tavan, that one supreme living being is supplying food or necessities of life to all living. That's the fact. He is the maintainer. He is the giver of food. He has simply Everything. 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 The material ingredients are supplied by God. The intelligence is also given by God. So, by God giving intelligence, by God giving ingredients, you are preparing something and you are playing the living part. Well, suppose if I give somebody intelligence, I make the children like this, I give ingredients, I give him money, then after every day you manufacture, you will patent yourself to his mind. Is that proper? So I have given you money, I have given you the wood, I have given you the intelligence, I have mentioned you, I have given them to you. So this is good. Everything God, and we are playing mine. Ahama maiti jalasya mohoya. This is God even then. I am not the Prabhupada, but I am thinking. This is what. The Prabhupada consciousness means to remove the illusion to accept the real fact. That is. The Prabhupada consciousness is nothing that is something manifested of the illusion. To come to your real body. That a bad man has got his unconsciousness. He seems to be suddenly crazy. That sort of consciousness will not help us. If we actually come to the sub consciousness, then we are better. God is the provider, God is the enjoyer, and God is the maintainer. Thank you.